Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're making the stories from outside the loop matter to you. This is Localize It.
Don't you know I'm local?
You're in the loop on Houston's Sports Leader. Sports Radio 610.
All right, so localizing it, 16 days away from the NFL draft. A polarizing figure around here, very successful, perhaps one of the most successful radio hosts of all time, Colin Cowherd. He's calling his shot. He is telling you, we know that Caleb Williams is going to be the number one pick for the Chicago Bears, right? I mean, seems like a foregone conclusion.
Yes.
Colin Cowherd's telling you who he believes the number two pick will be, which is what the Texans had a year ago.
I've been told the Washington Commanders, right now, as of today, would choose Jaden Daniels, LSU quarterback, as their top pick. And going back and forth, I'm told they believe he's more consistent than Drake May. He is quicker, more mobile than Drake May. An offensive coordinator, Cliff Kingsbury, who will have some say in this, has had multiple quarterbacks in his college and pro coaching career that play like him.
All right, so he's calling the shot on Daniels. I will say this, and I think he prefaced it right, if they had to pick today, because I have it on decent-ish, mm-hmm. or really good-ish at the authority, that 10 days before the draft last year, C.J. Stroud did not believe that he was going to be the pick at two, or he had no
right.
idea.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you might agree with me,
yes,
that 10 days before, the Texans had no idea that C.J. Stroud was going to be that number two
Hell,
pick.
3 days before.
Exactly. So, I remember saying it's not going to be Stroud if they have to pick today.
Yeah.
And I very good authority that they did not feel that way.
Yeah.
At least he did not feel that way.
I didn't feel strongly about it, as you know, until 2 days before.
Oh, you felt real. So, you should have stuck him out even more than you did.
Yeah.
You basically guaranteed it.
Mm-hmm.
But you were trying to be a little bit safe in it. But yeah, that's my whole thing there. I'm just so glad not to be in this business. It's almost like, and I don't think this is always going to be the case, but this is just a confession. Just mm-hmm. I'll confess this right now.
Okay.
I've actually just avoided
I'm
anything
out
about quarterbacks.
I'm out of that business.
I don't think I'm going to do this all the time.
Yeah.
But I think for this year, I think it's just a nice, especially in that range and mm-hmm. at the top end of the draft, I'm enjoying just kind of like avoiding it. Like it's almost like I almost avoid it like I do political stuff on Twitter, where I have all this stuff. I'm not going to block the word quarterback. I'm not going to block the word Caleb Williams or anything like that. But I have taken a very, very extreme measure to just not give a rat's butt about what happens with quarterbacks. I'm going to turn on the draft. I'm going to watch. And I'm going to enjoy, but this speculation, all that stuff, don't care.
The only thing I care about quarterbacks, and really I won't even care that much until the day of the draft, is how many are taken.
Yeah, that's all I care about.
Yeah, because quarterbacks and maybe even wide receivers at this point, The more the merrier if they're gone in the first round. That's all I'm looking at.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. I'm not really into this quarterback thing. Mm-hmm. I've actually avoided it big time. So this week there's a golf tournament.
Yes, I've been poring over my numbers, by the way. I'll let you know tomorrow.
You don't have to. You don't have to do
No,
that.
We're doing it. No, I do it every year.
You don't have to do that, man.
Figgy, it's a tradition unlike any other. Me making successful Masters picks.
Yeah, you don't have to do that, man.
I've made people a lot of money. Ask the loophole.
Yeah, I've
had them texting me. Dude, I went with so-and-so. Great call.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
No, we're doing it. Yeah. You can leave. It'll just be me and Figgy. Yeah, take a break fine. Off. Take
Figgy,
a segment off.
You want to take that one off, too?
I'm interested, Tiger. Man. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So it's the Masters. It's Masters week.
By the way, before you get started, I may well have someone on my ticket that you are about to mention for the first time in 5 years. He's playing really well. The only question is durability, but continue.
Okay. I have no idea who that would be.
Who are you going to mention right here?
But Spieth's going to win it, so you don't even have to listen to him. Spieth's going to win the Masters.
Spieth is not going to win the Masters.
Spieth wins the Masters, the end. Don't listen to him. His list sucks. Spieth. If you want to win, bet on Spieth.
I have a long and lucrative track record.
Spieth wins. There you go. Tiger Woods.
That guy.
Tiger Woods. I got
hoes. He's playing pretty well.
Say that one more time, Rich Homie Kwan. I got hoes. Like golf trying to make with Tiger May. Shout out to him, man. What a fall off. So I'm looking at this Tiger thing, and as we localize it, I want to bring it to the Astros. I'm not trying to break down Tiger Woods' a short game, unless that's what you were trying to do there. You want to get it in?
No, we're going to do
you
it tomorrow.
Break down what he's been
doing
on fairways?
We're doing it tomorrow. Be sure to tune in. What time? We'll do it at 11.
Oh, yeah, 2:01. No, 2:01 p.m. 2:01 p.m. right here on Sports Radio 610. 2:01.
Or 9:58.
11 a.m. Tomorrow.
9:54, before crosstalk.
11 a.m. tomorrow. The always lucrative, always interesting John Lopez Masters pick.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, so this Tiger thing is interesting because to win, he's 250-1. To get in the top 20, he's 4.5-1.
Mm-hmm.
To make the cut, it's even money.
Mm-hmm.
For Tiger Woods, even money for him to make the cut.
Yeah.
And if you bet against it, then the odds are against you, and you're going to have to bet $140 to win 100. So Tiger's adjustments have been taken down a notch. Do we need to Tiger-proof the Astros' expectations? That's my question here.
Yeah.
Do we need to Tiger-proof the Astros' expectations? Because we know what the standard is. If the standard happens, I think it'll be pleasant. But me personally, I could be wrong. Loopholes, 713-572-4610. Let me know. If you're watching, in my opinion, if you're watching this Astros team expecting this to be a 95-100-ish win ball club,
mm-hmm.
and keep in mind, this is on the aftermath of winning 90, I think you're setting yourself up for disappointment, and I think you're just going to stress yourself out, and it's not going to be an enjoyable experience for you.
Oh, well, you're talking to the guy that said, I just had a gut feeling. It wasn't based on anything that things would start to go the other way.
Yeah, I think you said like an 88, 89?
I think I said 88 wins.
Yeah.
Yes, I think I said 88 wins. Not that I'm not, you know, loving this team and all that.
Yeah, it's still fun.
Things just have a tendency to even out.
That's what I'm saying. Do we need to tiger-proof these expectations?
The answer is yes. I think the answer is yes. And not just on some bozo's gut feeling, but let's look at what's happening. Justin Verlander, he's going to have another rehab start. He's not back. Fromber, we haven't even really talked about that. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. Fromber has an elbow issue. Well, there's your point. Elbow issue. We don't know about Luis Garcia and obviously Lance McCullers. Hunter Brown, what has he shown really? So the starting pitching, the worries we had seem very, very real. Relief pitching, yesterday notwithstanding, seems very, very real. Jose Abreu at first base is not getting any better. You know, there are some other questions in terms of just how this team is going to perform offensively. They've been a very hit-and-miss team, scoring one run or zero runs or whatever it is, and then 10. So, yes, I think you do need to lower expectations.
They got a pulse, though. I mean, that was a big dub yesterday, and I don't want to minimize that and take that away from them.
Yes.
That was a hell of a dub yesterday by the Astros. So I will give them that. But I do, you know, tiger-proof. Tiger-proofing used to be changing courses to impact Tiger, which I always thought was weird because doesn't everybody get impacted by it?
By tiger-proofing, yes.
I was kind of like, okay, so is he going to have to play this and everybody else is going to play the normal
one? It's
going to
be even worse for them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll play on this course.
I always thought that was a weird thing, but I am watching this ball club as a team. Okay, if they can just get in the playoffs, that's fine. But the 95-100, I do think that should be kind of adjusted, much like you can bet even money for Tiger Woods to make the cut, which I think that's actually a sick-ass bet.
He's made 24 in a row.
Yeah, it's the record, right?
At Augusta,
25
yes.
would be the record?
Yes.
Making the cut?
Yeah. I think he'll make the cut. I'm fighting whether I want him on my card or not, but I'll let you know tomorrow.
Probably not, I would say.
Yeah. I'm leaning that way.
I'd probably say no.
Yeah.
Yeah. That makes me question you. If you haven't already removed Tiger from the card?
No. He played Monday with Zalatoris in a practice round. Yes, oh, okay. Yes, I watch practice rounds. And played really, really well. This magic doesn't happen by itself, man.
Okay.
There's a lot of work that goes into this.
All right. There you go.
My lab is different than your lab.
There you go. Coming up next, Fear Check. Fear Check. Framber Valdez, he's got arm soreness. And John Lopez has fear. Is it healthy fear or is it a rational fear for a team that we know all too well? It's next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.